Father, help us now as we meditate on your word. Speak to each of us through your Holy Spirit that we might understand, believe, and live in the light of your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. We continue our Lenten journey through Psalm 41. The focus of our meditation today is Psalm 41:4. As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In these midweek meditations, I've been emphasizing two recurring themes for you. The first is the Psalms speak about Jesus. The second, because the Psalms speak about Jesus, they therefore speak also about you. In baptism, you were joined to the Lord, as the scriptures tell us in 1 Corinthians. You and Jesus have now become one, just as he and his Father are one. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. Your permanent and eternal connection to Christ is an essential tool for reading the Psalms. If the Psalms speak about Jesus, then the Psalms sometimes say strange, unbecoming, and seemingly untrue things about him. Tonight's text is an example. O Lord, be gracious to me, heal me, for I have sinned against you. Those words speak strangely about Jesus. Jesus did not sin against the Lord, his God and Father. Jesus is sinless. The book of Hebrews states that Jesus, our high priest, was indeed tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Human thinking could make the disastrous assumption that those words from the book of Hebrews, yet without sin, might indicate that Jesus was not actually like us in every single way. Jesus took up our human body, our human frame, our likeness, incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, as we confess in the Nicene Creed. Jesus fully submitted to all the challenges of our human development and growth, including our need for family endurance. Thus it's written, he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. Jesus experienced the full range of human emotion, weeping at the grave of Lazarus. Last Sunday, we heard how Jesus got angry at the money changers in the temple and being sorrowful even to death while in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus experienced the full range of physical pain. According to this sorrowful account, Pilate took Jesus and flogged him. He delivered him over to them to be crucified. But wait a minute. Says human thinking, Jesus in every respect has been tempted as we are, except for the fact that he had no sin. Again, our human brain assumes that must have been some sort of advantage for him. Do not let human thinking or allow your human brain to deceive and mislead you. Jesus of Nazareth, born of the Virgin Mary, truly made himself exactly like us in every way, including sin. To be sure, your Lord Jesus Christ truly had and still has absolutely no sin of his own. It is written, in him there is no sin, 1 John. Or, he committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth, 1 Peter. And again, it's written, he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth, Isaiah. Just because Jesus committed no sin, that does not mean he had no sin. Where the scriptures say, for example, in the book of Hebrews, yet without sin, they only mean yet without sin of his own. Where the scriptures again say, in him there is no sin, they do not mean that there was no sin on him. John the Baptist was faithful and true when he said concerning Jesus, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away, who picks up, who shoulders upon himself our sin. And he carries it off, the sin of the world. But where then did the sin come from? That which was given to Jesus. It came from you and it came from me. The Lord has laid on him, said Isaiah, the iniquity of us all. As you heard in last week's meditation, sinless Jesus was made to be the sinner for our sake. God the Father laid onto his perfect Son every corrupt thing about us. Jesus held himself personally responsible for our guilt. Jesus made himself to be the guilty one so that we could be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish. That's why the scriptures say God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. 500 years ago, Martin Luther preached a similar thing. Well, except in a far more able and compelling way than I am. Let me share his words with you. When the merciful Father saw that we were being oppressed through the law, that we were being held under a curse, and that we could not be liberated from it by anything, he sent his Son into the world, heaped all the sins of men upon him, and said to him, be Peter, the denier, Paul, the persecutor, blasphemer, and adulterer, David, the adulterer, the sinner who ate the apple in paradise, the thief on the cross. In short, be the person of all men, the one who has committed the sins of all men, and see to it that you pay and make satisfaction for them. Our Lord's personal carrying of all our guilt is the reason why the sinless Jesus could say in Psalm 41, I have sinned. David prayed in Psalm 41, as for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. The Lord heard his prayer and laid all of David's sin upon his Son, his Christ, his Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You can pray that same prayer. You can pray the same prayer that David prayed. And every word of that prayer would be true. O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me. For I have sinned against you. And as the Lord did for David, so he has done for you. The Lord has heard your prayer and listened to your plea for grace. God, the Heavenly Father, has laid all your sin upon his Son, your Lord, right next to David's sin. It would not be wrong for you to think of your Lord Jesus as saying to you at your baptism, from now on, I'm going to be you. and you are going to be me. Switch with me so that you may take my place while I have yours. Because the Psalms are all about Jesus, Psalm 41 also gives us voice to the prayer of our Lord. O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. Because of the sin that our Lord shouldered for our salvation, the divine law could look at Jesus and Jesus only and say concerning him, again in the words of Martin Luther, I find him a sinner who takes upon himself the sins of all men. I do not see any other sins than those in him. Therefore, let him die on the cross. And so it attacks him and kills him. By this deed, the whole world is purged and expiated or released from all sins, and thus is set free from death and every evil. In Psalm 41, Jesus appealed to his Father for your sake, carrying your burden and being your sin. His Father heard him because of the reverence with which he submitted his plea. And because of his obedience unto death, and as we read in Philippians, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.